Save money and energy like a boss. Find ideas and incentives for your facility from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/likeaboss.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
So we came up with this bit. I think it was... That was a Danny that started this. You make the call.
You make the call.
Thank you, Harry. It is fun. It is sometimes in sports. It is sometimes not in sports, but it's always very thought provoking.
Well, first of all, You Make the Call started with ABC.
IBM presents You Make the Call.
Harry, we get it. Harry Callis. And so it started with
Rest
them.
In peace.
Monday Night Football. And also Monday Night Baseball. Mm-hmm. For those that are too young to remember, there was always a quiz during one of the commercial breaks brought to you by IBM.
You make the call.
It was about a rule, right?
It was always a rules call.
Yeah.
George Brett tries to blow the ball off the third base line.
Yes, exactly.
Is it fair or foul? You make the call.
You make the call.
And then you had a commercial break, and you had to think about it during a commercial break. Now, wait a minute. If he's on his hands and knees blowing the baseball, blowing it foul, down the third base line. Is it fair or foul? And so that's what You Make the Call pretty much is. We're trying to figure out the answer. Is it fair or foul?
And then
you
wouldn't
make the call.
All right, Harry, we get it. Damn it.
Would they already, then they would bring in like Jerry Mark Bright or, you know, one of the great officials of all time or a great umpire, Ron Luciano, and he would go, well, actually, rule 7.9 says you cannot blow wind at the ball to make it go foul. Or one guy, who was the third baseman that took his foot and dug a little trench?
Yes.
And when the ball hit it, it curved right out of play.
This is when it was really kind of cool, man. You start doing things and make up your own. So that's why You Make the Call took place.
Yes. You make the call.
Harry.
All right, Harry. So now we have a You Make the Call. We turn it over now to Danny Zetterman. What is our IBM?
You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
Gentlemen, my wife,
damn it, Harry.
My wife, for the sake of radio, we'll just call her Diana because that's her name.
Oh, for
she doesn't have a cool nickname like Peacock?
No, just
or
call
the pizza lady?
Call her Diana.
She's my Lady Di.
Lady Di. She hates the song Dirty Diana. Hates it. My wife, Diana, works for a big company. She's been working from home since last March. COVID pandemic hits. Everybody goes on lockdown. She's been working from home. Mm-hmm. Every Thursday, her team, where she works in a big company, I won't name their name, has like a status meeting. You know, it's like the whole team, I think it's like 55 people get on a Zoom call and they talk about their day. How was your day today?
And you have all the tiles on your screen.
Did you have a bad day? Right. What kind of day was it? I don't know. How was your day? So they have one of those kind of, you know.
Team building.
Team build. No, that's at the end.
Okay.
I'll tell the story, Kaplan.
Okay, Zetterman.
You probably should let him tell the story since it's his story.
So they do the meeting, and they talk about the progress and the big events and the things they have coming up. And at the end, the last 15 to 20 minutes, because they can't see each other in person, but they still want to have a cohesive team, they do team building. So in the Thursday Zoom call meeting, the team building exercise was whoever ran the team building showed like 10 pictures of, say, Chicago. And then he would remove one of the pictures of Chicago and replace it with something else. So let's say it was 10 pictures of Chicago. He showed the bean. He removed the bean. He replaced it with Wrigley Field. The first person to type in the bean won a $20 gift card to Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants a $20 gift card to Starbucks. They're playing. They're having a good time.
That's awesome.
One of the categories was Spain. He shows the 10 pictures of Spain. He removes one. He replaces it. And my wife, as quick as she can, tries to type the answer. However, she missed a few letters and typed a very offensive word. She meant no offense by it. She didn't mean to insult anybody, but she typed an offensive word and hit enter. The whole rest of the evening was her feeling terrible about it. She didn't want to offend anybody. She feels horrible. And the you make the call is she was wondering whether or not she should send a mass email to her 55 teammates and apologize or just email her boss and say, listen, I meant no disrespect. I didn't. That's not the kind of person I am. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I'm sorry.
You make the call.
My advice, being the cold-hearted SOB that I am, was just let it go. You didn't mean it. Just let it go. Let's act like it never happened. You, gentlemen, make the call.
Not you, Harry. You're dead.
Should she email the boss or the team and let them know, guys, listen, I'm sorry. By the way, she did win the Starbucks. I have the gift card here in hand. She did win, so they accepted her answer.
So without me revealing the said topic,
don't.
I'm not going to. It would be something like they showed Jonathan Taves and she wrote, or they showed a hockey disc and she wrote.
Instead of puck, she wrote the other word. Yes.
Got it.
Correct.
An F instead of a P.
Correct.
Yes.
I see.
Something like that.
Would you apologize to have a mass email to apologize?
Did she say right then, oh, God, sorry, I missed the letter.
She took a screenshot. She showed me it. Like, the second she hit send and then saw it on the screen, she was like, oh, boy. Like, she knew she was trying to win, right? Proud of her. Sure. Props to her for being competitive. She was trying to win. She hit send. She took a screenshot. She's like, oh, damn. 55 people now are seeing what I just wrote.
So did she then turn on her mic and go, sorry, I meant
one
more letter?
That's why we're having the You Make the Call, because she did not apologize.
So she was demoralized and it was frozen in fear and not exactly sure what she should do.
Exactly.
And that's why we're here.
You make the call.
I get it, Harry. So I would say that I would send an email to my superior, not to everybody. I send it to the top and not to 54
other
people.
You'd send it to Mike. And just go, hey, Mike, hope you know me better. I just feel terrible. I meant to hit that letter, but I was going so fast, and shame on me. I'm a bad typer.
I would call you, and I would email Mike. That's what I would do.
Say, yeah.
Hey, man, you know I didn't mean to do that.
Correct.
You know I'm not that type of guy.
Correct.
I wouldn't do that, but I would definitely tell Mike. So I would say my closest teammate, you, and I would email to make sure it's on the record, my superior.
Yeah, I co-sign the great Jonathan Hood. That's exactly what I would do. That's what I would do.
You know why? Here's why, Danny. As you well know, and I don't know if Diana is friends with the other 54 people on that Zoom, but someone's out to get you. The odds are someone's out to get you.
Right.
If that happened here, I know at least three people that'd be trying to get me in our station, for sure.
Really?
For sure.
No, not you.
Seriously?
They don't work here anymore.
No, I don't mean that. No, for sure. There's at least two or three people here that would be out to get me. So I would make sure that I would tell Mike, but I don't think I would send it to everybody because someone would find a way to get offended.
Correct. It would call even more attention to it.
For sure.
Right.
No one, so no one on this show right today, but for sure that would be the case.
Wow. I mean, she got the gift card, so.
Right. And she did win, right? Yes, she did. But you want to be able to dot your I's and cross your T's in that spot.
Yeah, I would. That's what I would do. I wouldn't text you because I'm more of a phone guy. I would call you. Hoodie, I would text you and say, hey, Hoodie, I need 2 seconds. You'd call me, as you always do.
Yep.
And I'd be like, hey, dude, I just want to make sure we're clear. I was typing, my fingers aren't great on the keyboard. I did not mean what I typed. I meant to type a different letter. You know me better than that.
Yeah.
And you would say, dude, you didn't even have to do this.
Right.
And I would call Mike. I would text Mike, I need 2 seconds. Hey, Mike, I just want to make sure you know. And he would say, yeah, I know you better than that. You wouldn't be in that job if I thought you were the other guy.
So the boss, Danny, that's how I would look at it. Maybe others would look at it differently, but that would be my call on it.
See, my theory was just, listen, you were playing a game, and it was obvious that the word she wrote was related to the word she meant.
Yes.
That it was just a simple thing of time. So my theory was you didn't do it on purpose to draw attention to your boss and apologize. You're raising flags for no reason.
I know, but then again I don't know her boss.
I know Mike.
Yeah.
And Mike is cool and he would have said, "Dude, like I just said, you guys wouldn't have that job if I thought you were the other guy."
I just think I'm just doing my due diligence. I don't want to walk around just like, yeah, I can just write a slur. It's good. Just give me the gift card. Everything's good.
I just want a record that I acknowledge what I didn't mean it that way.
You know, JR, I'm a guy that likes to be able to throw around slurs by mistake. And so I ain't got to apologize for anybody. People know me.
Exactly.
right? I don't want to be that guy. That's why. That's why you do it, Danny. You just want people to know that that's not who you are.
I tried to convince her to let us call the boss on the air. I was like, listen, you didn't mean it. And there's no better way to show your boss that'd you didn't mean well. It than let us tell her on the air in front of a million people. Like, that's what we need to do to live in infamy on the podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
See? Absolutely.
That would be awesome.
She wasn't having it.
So you make the call, everybody. What do you think that Diana should do?
You make the call.
Let's go to Izzy, the mailman in Chatham. Hey, Izzy, what's up, Sparkles?
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning?
All right, good, man. All right, man.
Let it snow. Let it snow. I have a couple of questions about that. First of all, what was the reaction after it was sent? Did they type in a bunch of LOLs? Anybody LMAO'd? Anybody gasped? What was the reaction after it was sent?
Danny, any reaction?
Well, she has a couple close friends, obviously, on her team. She sent them the screenshot and was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did this. I'm so sorry. And they just laughed. They're like, listen, come on, Diana. We know everybody knows you, who you are, and you didn't mean this. But that's her close group of friends. You know, there's 55 people on the team. I'm sure 40 of them have no clue who she is.
Yeah, but the other 10, be careful of the other 10.
They might be out to get her.
Careful
like
now.
Sylvie's out to get you.
Not Sylvie.
Right.
Waddle?
No.
No, Waddle's America's sweetheart.
And secondly,
Black?
if
no, I'm kidding. Go ahead, Izzy.
Go ahead, Izzy.
If she won the gift card off that word, if the word ended up winning, wouldn't that be enough validation for how accepted the word ended up being?
I guess you could say that, right? Yeah. I guess. I get that. Yes, she did win. She wasn't disqualified for the mistake that she made. That is for sure. But again, Izzy, It's you got 55 people. You can't get 55 people to agree on lunch.
Correct.
I guess that's office etiquette too. I haven't worked in the office in 13 years, so I guess I must be displaced from that type of etiquette.
Izzy, right. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
You all too. Go Bears. Wait, they're not there anymore. I'm sorry.
All right,
I'm
Izzy. Sorry. Don't rub it in.
Force a habit. Force a habit.
See you, buddy. Have a good one. Stay safe out there. 312-332-3776. You make the call. So Danny's wife, the awesome Diana, was on a Zoom call. There are 55 people in the office, all on Zoom. She's been working from home since the pandemic began. Team building exercise, $20 Starbucks gift card at stake. They remove one picture, replace with another. What was there? She knocks out the keyboard and types the correct word except for one letter.
And it ends up looking like a slur.
Correct.
Yes.
Like a profane word.
Yes.
She won the gift card because they said, yeah, we know what you meant. But should she have called her boss that night and said, I just want to make sure you know I didn't mean to write that word? 312-332-3776. Next.
You make the call.
All right, Harry.
Cap. J-Hook.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
All right, welcome back. Cap Jay Hood having fun here in the mornings. Hope you're ready for a great weekend. Finish your week the right way and then enjoy a little downtime.
A lot of sports, a lot of college basketball, a little NBA, definitely some NFL playoffs. Should be a fun-filled weekend.
I've got a 10-star play this weekend for everybody.
For some, it's
very rare.
For some, it's going to be a 3-day weekend, adding Monday into it as
correct.
Well.
King Day.
Yeah, so it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, I've got a 10-star play. Remind me before 10 to give that out.
All right, Mike North, I can't wait for it.
Yep.
I got a 10-star play. 10-team parlay. Let's go.
Rock and roll.
Light them up like Christmas trees.
Let's go back to
what?
The phones.
So what's the you make? We're doing you make the call, right?
You
so
make the call.
I asked Cap, Harry.
You make the call.
Damn it.
I love that. You make the call.
Harry?
Danny's wife, who is an executive with a local company, is on Zoom since the pandemic started. So they're trying to do a team building exercise recently. $20 gift card to Starbucks is on the line, and they would put pictures up of the bean or the water tower or Wrigley or Guarantee, and then they'd remove a picture and put a new one in and go, what was the picture we just removed? And the first one to type it in gets the $20 gift card.
Right.
And I'm not saying what the word was, but an example would be if they showed what you try to shoot in a hockey game, the words puck, she wrote the wrong word, like got three of the four letters right.
Right.
And went, oh, God.
I would say this, though. The word she wrote is more offensive than if you switched the letter of puck.
Okay.
Understood. Because it was a slur.
Yes.
Mistakenly, it was a slur.
Correct.
Yeah, I get it.
So would you call your boss, send an email to the whole team, say nothing, and go, she won the gift card. They were, we know what you mean. Here's the gift card. What would you do? You make the call. Tom is in Oak Lawn. Hey, Tom, what's up, Sparkles?
You make the call.
Oh, thanks, Harry.
Harry Callis is getting more run now than when he did when he was alive.
Exactly. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Now, what we want, Tom, is the IBM sponsorship. We want IBM to sponsor it. There you go.
IBM presents You Make the Call.
It makes me feel good inside.
You guys do what you got to do to get that sponsorship. So now I'm in the corporate role, obviously not an executive or anything like that. My first thing is, if she won the gift card, then obviously, you know, they knew that she wasn't, you know, trying to offend anybody. But if she really felt bad about it, I would just email my boss and ask her, hey, I didn't mean to do type this, you know, I was typing really fast. We've all had that instance where either we have fast fingers or we're thinking too quick before our fingers and such like that, and we type something wrong or misspell something, and just ask her and be like, should I apologize to the team? Should I not? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, I would think the boss would just be like, hey, relax. Don't worry about it. You know, if anybody brings it up, I'll take care of it and I'll smooth it over. I mean, and then the fact that if it was, you know, that offensive and somebody was really offended that she didn't get a call from HR literally right afterwards, you know, makes me think, hey, maybe, you know, people kind of understood. So
appreciate your thoughts. Thanks, bud. Let's go to Mike. He's in Palos. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good show.
Thank you.
I have a couple points. I've been in the management side for a long time. First of all, I would call the boss on another business matter, and then at the end say, hey, by the way, you know, when we had that contest, I made a mistake. And then you go and tell them about the typing. But I'd also, what I would say, do not send a blanket email to everybody. Because then what happens to the boss, if he doesn't do anything to you and someone else on the team does a malicious statement where they use the word in a bad context and maybe they're having trouble with the guy and he uses it or girl all the time, that puts him on the spot. Well, you didn't do anything to Danny's wife, but how come you're doing it to me?
Precedent.
There you go.
Setting precedent, I see.
Corporate precedent.
Right.
Thanks
You know, like, even when you're in these roles, I made a recent mistake myself just within the last month about the virus. I used a country in front of the word, and I got a call from the president of the company saying, hey, be careful. You know, you're discriminating against a group of people. So you just got to be careful. But, you know, nothing happened from it. So, I would just I'd do it that way. I think and by the way, the last thing is, after you say that thing to him about, oh, by the way, when I was typing, I did this, and do you want me to do anything? And he's going to say no.
There you go.
There you go. That's good.
Thank you.
Okay,
appreciate
thank you.
It. Bye. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, let's go to Schaumburg. David wants to play.
You make the call.
Thanks, Harry.
Hey, guys, I would do it this way. I would call my boss and let him know what I'm planning to do, because 55 people heard this.
Yep.
And so you need to go up there and address this right now and say, hey, listen, just in case anybody was offended, my apologies for what happened. Here's the deal. One of those 55 people might be her boss the next 6 months from now and might take offense that she never addressed it. And second of all, she might be going up for a promotion one time, and they're going to say, that boss says, well, I remember the time when she did this and didn't address this properly. She should have said this. So just to cover her butt in the future. And it's nice to go out to the 55 people, even though she doesn't know them, and say apologize, no harm done. That way it's on the record that she apologized and everybody moves on.
Thanks, David. I would not email the whole team because there may be 38 of the 55 aren't even paying attention. They got their kids, their dog, whatever. What'd she do? Well, yeah, whatever.
Well, here's the thing, Danny. I've never been the boss. I've never been one to be paranoid. I worked around that for years. Hosts that are paranoid and feel like someone's got to get them. I've never been that
guy. I thought you had to be paranoid to be in radio. I thought it was like good voice, sharp, smart, paranoid.
No.
Are you paranoid of the three?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because I know to stay away from those guys.
Right.
Nonetheless, I'm just saying that I've never been paranoid. So that's why I go to the top. As Sylvie says, it starts at the top. And it's right. You start at the top, right? So you take care of the top and then let the top handle the rest of those people.
Agreed.
If they got a problem, the top knows first.
Correct. I'm with you.
Because you can't please everybody. You know that, Danny.
Absolutely.
You work hard. You do what you have to do. You keep your head down. And it's, for some people, that's never good enough.
You know, that one caller said that they awarded her the prize, so they must have known she meant no offense by it. You know, for the first hour after it happened, I felt bad for her, and I was trying to comfort her and make her, listen, it was a mistake, blah, 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 blah. After about 4 hours of her beating herself up, you know me, I kind of started sticking it to her a little bit. And she said, she's like, well, they awarded me the prize. They must have thought I didn't mean it. And I go, or they awarded you the prize to shut you up. They didn't want you answering any more questions. They're like, give that girl the Starbucks so she stops crying.
So good. So good.
Why, Danny, why? Why can't you just be comforting for just more than an hour?
I got an hour in me.
You got an hour of comfort?
You get an hour. That's it.
What about the rest? What about the rest of the night? She's tossing and turning.
Oh, yeah. She was really beating herself up.
I fully expected when I came back to work after my mom passed away that for like 3 or 4 days, Danny would be like, because I was up, you know, I was struggling with it.
Yep.
Still do.
Yep.
Met her place cleaning it out last night, my wife, and I'm like, I can't believe. That's a chair she was sitting with. It's just whatever. I fully expected Danny for like Monday, Tuesday to go, you doing all right, Cappy? I know it was hard. Your mom and you were very close. And by Wednesday to go, all right, you already buried her. Move on. We got a show to do. That's what I fully expect. Well, and I love you for it. That's who you are.
Listen, you get sympathy for an hour, and then guess what? We wipe ourselves off and we move on.
I could just see you saying to your son, Avery, all right, you broke your wrist. You got a cast. Move on.
God forbid.
God forbid.
I'm worried about that because, you know, we talked in the last You Make the Call about Avery playing in that video game tournament.
Yes.
That tournament begins tomorrow at noon.
There we go.
And I was laying in bed last night thinking to myself, because he's going to be playing with, you know, 18-year-old kids. Kids like J.R. Strauss's sons and daughter's age that play that thing 8 hours a day. He plays maybe 4 hours a week. I'm like, boy, if he loses, how am I going to handle this?
You know what you could have said? You know what, Diana? If you'd concentrate more on your typing, you wouldn't let me handle the game preparation.
Oh, for hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that gets over well. You got a cot in the house? He'd be sleeping on a cot.
Yeah, he'd be sleeping on it in his garage where he lifts in a winter coat.
Yeah, nice and cold.
Let's go to Vic in North Aurora. Hey, Vic.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Vic?
I think that only Danny's wife knows the culture of her office. And she should make the call. Yep. And if she's going to do something, if she decides that that's what she should do, I think it should be a phone call to her boss. Because if you're going to clear the air, that shouldn't be done over an email.
Agree.
You make the call.
That's how Hoodie and I feel. We would call Mike, text him, hey, can I have 2 seconds? Yeah. He always calls right back. Some people keep their phone right next to them when they go to bed. And he would say, I know him. He would be like, yeah, just be careful. Yeah.
No
problem. No,
that's not what Mike would say. Mike would be like, it was hilarious.
He would. But he'd say, just, you know me. He goes, you're fine. Just be careful. So
have a great weekend, guys.
Vicky, have a good one.
Yep, you too. Take care. Bye.
Thanks. 312-332-3776.
Don't worry about it, Cap.
We'll get
hilarious.
More of those. Exactly. Shot or no shot is next.
IBM.
Take that.
Kaplan. Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I say, hey, man, shot. Shot. No Shot with Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
amen, I should. Hey, Shot, No Shot is brought to you by the wonderful people at PointsBet. PointsBet Sportsbook is here. It's where I like to make my plays. Visit us at Hawthorne Racecourse and experience Illinois' premium sportsbook and get great content from their newest hire, Teddy Greenstein, who left the Tribune and is now handling a lot of the great gambling writing you can get on their website. First, download the PointsBet app and get $100 in free bets when you deposit $20 with this code ESPN. Okay, Mr. DraftKings. Go ahead, Danny.
All right, gentlemen, as you know, if you want to participate in Shot or No Shot, you can tweet at us anytime. Your best Shot or No Shot question at ESPN1000. Hashtag it Shot or No Shot. If I read it on Friday, which happens to be today, you'll receive $100 in Club Hawthorne mobile app wagers and $100 in PointsBook Sportsbook app wagers. That's a great prize, especially with football going on and everybody likes to gamble. So our winner this week on Twitter, he is at JTut, at JTut. He asks, Shot or No Shot?
Call him the king?
Shot or No Shot, Kaplan. Shot or No Shot, Kaplan would be most likely to make an embarrassing text mistake at ESPN 1000.
Yeah, that would be No Shot because I am a fanatic. Like, I know every morning how blessed I am to get up and do this. That would be No Shot. I may go at you and debate with you. No Shot. Now, everyone's human. Everyone makes mistakes. But I am literally a fanatic at reading through it a billion times. Do I have a typo here and there? Yeah, sometimes the brain will do that. But I do not know. I'd be stunned if I was. I'd be devastated in myself if I ever did that.
Well, then give us somebody that you believe would, and then Hoodie will answer the question. Most likely to make this kind of egregious error at ESPN 1000.
Yurko.
Yurko, wow.
You're saying he has fat fingers? So you're fat shaming his hands?
No. Absolutely not fat shaming his hands.
I could co-sign on that. Yep, probably Yurko.
I'm with you also. That's where my mind went also. Also Yurko.
Yes, I would say Yurko.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, moving on.
Kid.
Yesterday, George McCaskey was on with Waddle and Sylvie. Sylvie brought up to him how undisciplined the team was, Javon Wims, Anthony Miller. Let's take a listen to that exchange right there.
George, really quick, the culture that you guys hit on, I understand that, like, what you're looking for. But you had two wide receivers do the same thing to the same player against the same team in different games. Doesn't that speak poorly to the culture?
I think each of those situations needs to be evaluated separately. You're talking about Javon Wims against the Saints in the regular season game at Soldier Field, and then Anthony Miller in the playoff game against the Saints down in New Orleans. In the first instance, Javon acted impulsively. He let another player get the better of him, and he acted out. He was immediately remorseful. He served a suspension. He said he would do better, and he came back and worked his butt off to try to help the team. I have a bigger problem with Anthony's ejection, because they sat him down and they told him, listen, watch out for this player. He's a punk. He's going to try to get under your skin. And with Darnell Mooney out, we really need you to be in this game and help this team. And Anthony had the benefit of having seen Javon's experience. So I think they need to be evaluated separately. And I've got a bigger problem with Anthony's ejection than I do with Javon's.
So the owner called
in doubt because of that.
That's not up to me.
Sorry, guys, stepped on that. So the owner called the defensive player on the Saints a punk, and he said he was more upset with Anthony Miller than Javon Wims. I asked you guys, Shot or No Shot? Anthony Miller gets shown the door as an example of what will be tolerated in this organization going forward.
Shot, 100% shot. And it's not about what he did. The microcosm of his career might be encapsulated in that moment. It's go back and listen to what Matt said. Go back and go on the Game Pass. Hoodie does it. I do it every week. Yep. And look at when Matt said, if we're supposed to run an out route at 8 yards, Don't run it at 9 or 12. Run it the way it's supposed to be. He doesn't pay attention to detail. He can have all the gifted ability he wants. I think they're going to make an example of him.
You know, they talk about collaborative efforts, right, up there at House Hall. Mm-hmm. I would say that George is part of that collaborative effort. Mm-hmm. His blood pressure actually went above 120 over 80, talking about that. That's the most excited he was for anything about the Bears. Heard the you heard his fist pounding the table. Mm-hmm. You noticed that?
Yep.
He didn't do that for any other answer that Sylvie or Waddle gave. Any other question, right? He did that for Anthony Miller.
Yep.
He was more frustrated at that than the 8-8 record, the ineptitude of the franchise. Yeah, I think that he's out. But here's the thing, though. If you're going to be constant about it, can't Anthony Miller get a second chance like Javon Wims?
But maybe he's had 10 chances. When the coach goes...
But not like the Wims situation. Not like, you know, you get kicked out of a game and suspended for 2 games.
But maybe Wims does everything else right. He may not be the greatest player, but maybe Wims is the first guy in the building. He studies his film. He runs his routes properly.
He drops passes.
He's human, but he's not that good. Maybe he's just, you know what, he's good on special teams. He's our fifth receiver. We like some of the things he does.
Well, that's the problem. He's human. You got to be superhuman in that spot. You're a wide receiver for after all.
Yeah.
It's like this guy here, Waddle. Superhuman.
Superhuman.
Yeah, okay. So that's the difference. That's the problem.
But maybe Anthony Miller, on this game, he didn't run his routes properly. He doesn't study hard enough. So he's had multiple chances, and this is it.
That will be a shot for sure. And if not from Matt and Pace, then definitely from George. That's the most upset he was for any question that he had to answer.
Yeah, he was fired up. I love the slamming the desk. It's a very Kaplan move.
Why can't he be that for that crappy football team he's got, the 8-8 football team he's got?
Agree.
What about that?
I agree.
Where's the pounding of the table for that there, Khrushchev?
Or the way they pick quarterbacks. Where was the pounding when Sylvie listed off the 7 quarterbacks that Ryan Pace is responsible for? Where's the pounding each time he mentioned a bad one?
See?
You're right. You're right, Hoodie. Let's go to your area of expertise, football and wrestling. They met. Warren Sapp was on a podcast this week, and he said The Rock. Are you a fan of The Rock as a wrestling guy?
Sure, absolutely.
Love The Rock. Warren Sapp says The Rock got all, if not most, if not all of his WWE catchphrases from Ed Orgeron when they were playing down in Miami. Shot or no shot, you believe The Rock stole the bit? And if so, your opinion of him will change.
That's a no shot, and I know that that's not true. Some of the catchphrases that Dwayne The Rock Johnson had came from WWE writers. It came from Jim Ross, for instance. Like, Jim Ross says, I want you to be more like Deion Sanders. You know, when you say, The Rock says, remember when Deion says this, Deion says that. Well, you do that for The Rock. You say, The Rock says, know your role and shut your... That came from Jim Ross. Vince Russo, who was a writer for the WWE at the time, was able to give The Rock some lines. So, that first of all, that's not true, and it's no shot. Those things came from the WWE offices and the writers more so than Ed Orgeron.
And Jim Ross being the guy in the cowboy hat who was the Hall of Fame announcer.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
The Keith Jackson of wrestling.
There you go. I used to watch wrestling with my brother all the time on Sunday mornings. Brought to you by Ben's Auto Sales and Moomin Oil. It was awesome. I have gotten away from wrestling in recent years. Hoodie has stayed loyal to it. I don't know, and I don't personally care if Ed Orgeron writes his material to this day. He is wildly talented. He works his arse off, and I like The Rock, so I don't care. Whoever gives him his material, he delivers it spectacularly.
Yeah, I don't think Rudy Poo candy ass came from Ed Orgeron.
No, candy ass is one of the ones he exactly says. He said Ed Orgeron used to always yell, that guy's a candy ass. You better move, that guy's a candy ass. Also, shoving it sideways, I guess, is something The Rock says a lot. And I guess that's something that Ed Orgeron said at practice every day.
Yeah, when I coached Coach McDougal, may he rest in peace, my second father, candy ass was his favorite term to use. If our guys didn't box it, what are you, a candy ass on the glass? Get in there!
Right.
So that was a popular one. So, yeah, I got no issues with The Rock.
If I were a candy ass, I would probably be a Hershey's. and you'd be a peppermint stick.
Hershey's Kiss or Hershey's Candy Bar?
Oh, candy
bar. Dark chocolate, white chocolate, definitely. A little mix of both? What?
Definitely dark chocolate.
Nice. Thank you.
Because you know why? That's an aphrodisiac.
And that's the special dark chocolate. Isn't that what it says on the label?
Yes.
Special.
Special.
That's it.
How about that, Danny?
You don't think Ed Ogeron started every practice saying, "Do you smell what I'm cooking?"
I don't think he was doing that.
Can you smell it?
We'll have to ask Carm. He does a very good editor.
Yeah, I don't think that that was the case. No, I think a lot of that, a lot of his material came from WWE corporate.
We should get Carm to record all of The Rock's catchphrases as Ed Ogeron
yes.
for later in the day.
He's here already. He always comes in early on Fridays for the Odds Couple. So, yes. Carm, if you're listening, and I know you are, please record all The Rock's all lines right. as Ed Ogeron.
Already yeah. busy. I got two shows a day. I mean, you want me to do
what
this?
What do you want me to do? I got this. Right, I got yeah. that. Right, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, look it up. Look it up, Randy. I don't know. Like, he doesn't have time for it. All right, Danny, go ahead.
That's all the time. You know what? We didn't get to the Kim Kardashian question.
You said
again.
Today you know I'm what? Definitely no. getting to it.
You're Listen, the, I'm trying, I'm guys.
Done.
I'm trying.
I'm done.
I'm trying. I'm
going home. Well, then give it to JR then. He can figure it out. Give it to JR.
This
JR,
is just
you
Kim
it.
Kardashian. Shot or no shot?
Do it, JR.
No shot.
What playoff game are we looking forward to the most? That's next.
Take that.
This is Cap and J Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap J Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Hit me. Hit me. This is like from the 40-year-old virgin when she's driving down the highway. I like this song. 312-332-3776. What are you laughing at, JR?
The great Missy Elliott.
Oh, I would love to see you bouncing down the highway to this.
I'll be driving down the highway tomorrow. I got to go to Illinois State. I got a basketball game.
It's nothing like listening to a little Missy Elliott on your way down to Illinois State.
I got a lot on my playlist.
You hear that bumping from the back of a limo, you turn and see it's Cap.
Yeah, funny guy. I got a very diverse playlist. Diverse.
Yeah, and like the morning show. Very diverse.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. 312-332-3776. We'll talk to JD at 9 and unpack the rest of the Bears stuff. Friday folder at 9:35. Best trends with Carm.
I don't know. It's a good trend. It's a bad. I don't know.
He'll let you know which trend is good. You know, the game I'm interested in the most out of the four,
mm-hmm.
the four pack of games,
mm-hmm.
it is the Ravens and Bills. I'm very curious on how this works, right? So I watched the Ravens. That was the first game, the mm-hmm. Ravens against the Titans mm-hmm. last week.
Yep.
And just to see Lamar Jackson, here's the thing that I think a lot of us sports fans want, Cap. We just always want new and exciting, right?
Yep.
You can like what you have in sports in 2021, but you can't wait to see 2022. Mm-hmm. You can't wait to see how a position, how a team, how a sport evolves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I watch the Ravens, here they go again, on the road against Buffalo, a team that you've coveted this year. You said, you know what? This might be it for Buffalo. This might be the year. Josh Allen is terrific, great running game, strong defense. But here they are at Orchard Park, big spot against the Ravens. Can the Ravens beat the Bills on the road? Lamar Jackson, a big part of that running game, and also learning on the job. Every year, last couple of years, Cap, you've seen him grow.
Mm-hmm.
You just thought he might be Randall Cunningham, just running the football all the time. But now he has a nice strong arm in the pocket, too.
He does.
He's dangerous.
He's exceptionally dangerous. This is my favorite game on the board. Obviously, Sunday night, Bucs-Saints. I mean, Saints. Just say Bucs-Saints. It's going to be wildly entertaining. I think the Browns are going to go in and compete with the Chiefs. I'm not picking them to win, but they're getting 10.5. I think that's a very interesting line. I'd have to know and do more research how healthy they are. Guys coming off the COVID list, are they going to be back to 100%? Were they just tracing? Did they have it? I got to know more. The game that I am pointing to, it is my 10,000-star play. The Buffalo Bills will win at Orchard Park. They will knock the Ravens out. You can buy it on the money line at minus 150. It's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
DraftKings, FanDuel, points bet.
Yeah.
You can lay the 2.5. I'm going to lay the 2.5. I'll probably take a little nibble on the money line as well, mm-hmm. protect myself. But I believe the Buffalo Bills are going to the Super Bowl. I believe they have a great shot to be a champion finally. Buffalo is my best play of the weekend.
I am intrigued to see how that game materializes on Saturday night. I'm very curious. How about this? You mentioned the Browns and the Chiefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would believe that the Chiefs are going to win the game. I don't know about the 10, but I do know about outright the Chiefs are going to win. How about this, Danny? Have you even thought about Odell Beckham Jr. for the last 2 or 3 months? Have you even thought about him?
He's been not even a thought in my mind.
Team's here.
See? Odell Beckham Jr. still with the Browns. Somehow, some way, Browns' offense is humming without him being there, right?
Correct.
Supposed to be the number one guy. Do you know, since he went on the injury list, once he was out for the season, Baker Mayfield's thrown one interception. Doesn't have to key in and try to make sure that Odell Beckham Jr. is happy.
Don't want him bitching on the sideline.
You know, that's something that we could really delve into one day.
It's a great topic.
Quarterbacks that feel like, oh, my God, if I don't get him the ball, I'm going to get bitched at on the sidelines. Coach is not going to be happy with me. There's the pressure from a quarterback saying, oh, my God, I got to throw him the ball. He's got Landry. He's got other guys. Baker has been nice and smooth with the offense. Mm-hmm. Also on Odell Beckham Jr.'s Twitter, you know what he said?
I was going to bring that. What an idiot.
You know what he said?
Yeah, I know what he said.
Please read it. Please.
He said, he tweeted this yesterday. Don't be surprised this weekend when they win. Just throwing it out there now. So
now, hold on. Now, pronouns, pal. Who's they?
Well, wouldn't he, if it was the Browns, wouldn't he say we?
Take that.
But even if they, he meant we. Like, let's say he meant the Browns, but he said they because he's not playing.
He's on the team still.
But why are you giving the best quarterback, best coach, probably best offense in the league, even though the Packers rate that way, bulletin board material?
Well, hold on a second. I don't know who he's talking about. Does he feel so detached from the team that he's saying they as, oh, that's my former team? Yeah, I know you're not with the team, but you're still with the team, even though you're not playing. Don't be surprised if they win, Cap.
That if
yeah, you're looking up for context?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see if there's a thread or did somebody tweet at him?
What do you mean they?
Right.
If there's context to it, please let me know.
I'm going.
But there isn't. I'm on his Twitter. It's literally just out of nowhere a tweet. Don't be surprised this weekend when they win. Just throwing it out there now.
Who? Who's they, pal?
So somebody tweeted. Okay, I have not gone back through the thread because we're doing the show, but I'll just give you the one response to him. Some guy, Chris Morris, who's verified. So same difference. If OBJ had said we, folks would be all up as you know what, saying, what do you mean we? You're not out there. But all he wants to see is a W on Sunday. He can't play out this year, but you know he wants to be out there with his buds. I wish he was there for the fun of it. He responds, LOL, exactly. I can't win for losing in this world.
No, but we means you're still with the team. Why is it they? Well, I'm not out there, so it's them winning. No, you're part of it too. And you're part of the winning culture now with Cleveland. It's just a bad pronoun by him. I'm criticizing him for the bad pronoun.
There you go.
Because you're still a Brown, even though you're not playing.
But it is also a message to a guy like Allen Robinson. Hey, they'll pay you, but they're not going to the top of the scale if they don't think you are the top five guy. They'll pay you well. They signed you for $14 million the last time, but they're not paying you like you're the number one receiver in the National Football League because, ooh, the Browns went out and got Danny's guy. He loved Jarvis Landry, and he's had been very good citizen and solid player for the Browns. They went and got Austin Hooper. They found other ways.
That's right.
They picked Kareem Hunt off the, as you like to say very eloquently, oh, that's on the bottom shelf. It's damaged. A dollar. Throw it in the cart. And boom, Kareem Hunt has not had one iota of trouble in Cleveland.
Correct.
And they said he's been nothing but great. He made amends. He apologized. For some people, that's not good enough. It was for the Browns. They also drafted Nick Chubb in the second round, I believe. Nick Chubb may be the best back in football. That guy's a stud. So, again, he's not the be-all, end-all, I'm saying, Odell Beckham.
That's fair to say. But just keep in mind, Danny, he's still a Brown. Even though he was not out there, it's not they, it's we. If the Browns win the championship, he'll be in line to get his Justin's ring.
And if exactly. You're right, it is we. He just gave they, the Chiefs, some bulletin board material.
Justin's.
Let's go to Jeff Dickerson in 2 minutes.
Take that. Be right back.